This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Inflation is cooling in Colorado and across the U.S. Here's CPR's Sarah Mulholland.
Prices in the Denver metro area rose 2.7% in May from a year ago. 2 years ago, prices rose more than 9%. Prices at the supermarket are actually down, government data show. CU senior economist Richard Wobegund says people have a strong psychological reaction to food and gas prices, and that the new data means people will be feeling better about costs.
They should be a little bit more confident that inflation's not running away, that they're not going to get overwhelmed by inflation.
Services like healthcare and education are still getting more expensive, but prices aren't rising as fast. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
In Metro Denver, the Regional Transportation District will likely ask voters for permission to keep excess revenue for public transit. CPR's Nathaniel Miner explains otherwise that money would be refunded under the state's Taxpayers' Bill of Rights.
Tabor limits how much revenue a government can collect and spend. Many local governments and the state have convinced voters to weaken or eliminate those restrictions, some permanently. One of RTD's exemptions is about to expire. If it does, RTD may have to refund tens of millions of dollars a year to taxpayers. The measure would lift Tabor revenue caps permanently. The RTD board will decide later this month whether to put it on the 2024 ballot. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
High water has closed another Front Range creek to tubing. Boulder Creek is closed to inner tubes and rafts from below Boulder Falls through the city itself. The creek's water level is expected to keep rising. Whitewater kayakers and canoers are still allowed but are urged to wear protective gear and be careful. This is CPR News in KRCC.